as Orthodoxy, to reconsider the dialogue between the Orthodox Church and the Roman Catholic Church as one of the most important theological dialogues, because we have also other dialogues with other churches. And of course, we are members also to the World Council of Churches. The Roman Catholic Church is only full member of the Commission of Faith and Order of the World Council of Churches, but not to the whole institution. Specifically now, speaking about the bilateral dialogue between the Roman Catholic Church and the Orthodox Church, we have actually this period the crucial question of how the two churches exercise the synodical system. We had this question already for the first millennium. Now we examine the same question for the second millennium after the division of our churches. What was very important for both sides of the dialogue is that the actual Pope asked the Catholic members of the dialogue to pay attention to the synodical system of the Orthodox churches, because he has in his mind to develop further, because we say this, we believe that as Orthodox we keep the original, the tradition of the Church from the first millennium of this synodical system. And to our satisfaction is that lastly, he convoked a synod in Vatican. So you see, as a result of this discussion, come into the practice, is not just discussing theory. And we are content because we have findings of the dialogue, but this has to have implication to the life of our churches. In that frame, I could say that I could include also the visit of the Holy Father to the Church of Cyprus now, because this first was the old tradition from the very beginning of this exchange of visits to different churches, because we have not to isolate ourselves from each other. But this is also a very important act, not to be isolated, but to live the fraternity as Christians. And of course, further, for example, if our primate of the Orthodox Church visits an Orthodox Church, the main act is the participation to the Eucharistic service. And this is which is missing now. When the Pope comes to Cyprus, we are not able to share the Holy Eucharist. But this hopefully will be a step to which we are looking for. Otherwise, the unity only socially and only with exchange of visits is not completed. So this is our hope, and for that we have to work heartily to come to this point, because the unity of the Christians in the world today is very important, not only to give the message of the faith, but also to face many, many social issues raised, as we have, for example, the pandemic. We have the problem of the refugees. We have the secularization of the societies. We have many things, and we have not to be introspective, but to show to the world, this is the message of the gospel. So we hope and we are very sure that this message will be given by the Pope visiting Cyprus, but of course, for Cypriots facing the problem of the occupation of our country and many other threatenings from the Turkey, this will be also a message to all these powers that Cyprus is not alone. We have the Christian solidarity, which is very important for everybody, and the Christians, they have to be solidar to the others.
The fact that you have invited as a Holy Synod, the Holy Father, to come and visit you is a very important and gesture. Do you think you will be also a kind of example for other Orthodox churches in pursuing the dialogue?
For the dialogue, the Orthodox churches, the only two, they are not participate to the dialogue. The Georgians and the Bulgarians. But of course, in our church also, we have some hierarchs. They are not very content with this. But of course, we hope that also the Holy Spirit is inspiring them also to open the hearts, because the Holy Spirit goes where He likes. So we don't guide the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit has to guide us. And if we fight as Christians, then our message is not listened by the others. If we are divided, then weak our message to the world.